Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1497. Eat a Rainbow by Renee Earle with idealnutrition.com.au. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of a few shows where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I usually answer your questions. Now, today's author, Renee Earle, is going to go into quite a bit of detail behind why certain foods may help prevent disease. It's a fascinating article, and in fact, the author discusses some very detailed biochemistry pathways. So as I read this article to you, if it starts getting a bit too rich with words like polyphenols, glucosinolates, and apolycopenols, stick with me. It will all make sense in the end, I promise. All right, and with that, let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Eat a Rainbow by Renee Earle with idealnutrition.com.au. If you live in Australia, you will know all about the Go for 2 and 5 campaign. That is, unless you've been living under a rock for the past couple of years. The Australian government created a funny, friendly-looking fruit and veg man who informed Australian kids and adults about the importance of consuming 2 fruits and 5 vegetables each day. The government pushed this campaign hard with flyers, television advertisements, and even educational programs in schools. The campaign was an effort to promote healthful behaviors in our increasingly unhealthy population. However, is 2 and 5 enough? While it's a good place to start, good health may not be so simple. Nutrition Australia has pushed for a movement away from 2 and 5 and toward Eat the Rainbow. Nutrition Australia's Eat the Rainbow campaign refers to the importance of consuming not only healthy amounts of fruit and veg, hello 2 and 5, but stresses the need to eat a wide variety of colorful fruits and vegetables. Eating a wide range of fruit and vegetables ensures adequate vitamin and mineral consumption. Aside from this, fruits and vegetables of different colors contain lots of phytochemical compounds with a plethora of health benefits. Let's start with fire engine red. Some red and pink fruits, such as tomato, watermelon, papaya, and grapefruit, contain the carotenoid lycopene. Lycopene has antioxidant functions and is thought to be an active component in fighting against some cancers, particularly prostate cancer. Prostate cancer is one of the leading causes of death in Australian males over the age of 50. Perhaps by increasing lycopene consumption, these statistics can become a little less alarming. Once ingested, lycopene is metabolized to apolycopenol derivatives. These apolycopenols are capable of interfering with cancer cell proliferation. Exact mechanisms are, as of yet, unknown, and epidemiological studies are currently inconclusive. However, there is enough evidence to suggest some relationship, so including some red on your plate is probably wise. Other carotenoids, such as carotenes and cryptoxanthins, as well as being antioxidants, are vitamin A precursors. They are responsible for yellow and orange hues of carrots, mango, and yellow plums. Once consumed, carotenoids are cleaved by enzyme BCO1. This produces 1 or 2 active vitamin A molecules, depending on the carotenoid cleaved. The active vitamin A molecule binds with a protein called opsin. Together, this complex can absorb light at the rods of the eye, facilitating monochromatic vision in the dark, meaning this may prevent night blindness. In cases of extreme deficiency, permanent blindness can occur. In this case, mucus-secreting cells within the conjunctiva of the eye are replaced with hardened epithelium or keratinized skin cells. This results in cornea destruction and total blindness. If you fail to consume yellow or orange fruits or vegetables in your daily 2 and 5, you might find yourself at risk for blindness. That being said, you can also get active vitamin A from non-vegetable sources, such as liver. The final two carotenoids that have significant health benefits are lutein, which is yellow, and zeaxanthin, which is orange. They absorb potentially oxidative blue light. When insufficient lutein and zeaxanthin are present, blue light has damaging effects on the macula of the eye, promoting its degeneration and eventual blindness. If you enjoy your eyesight and want to avoid macular degeneration, which I'm sure you do, make sure to stock up on orange and yellow vegetables. Polyphenols are another group of healthful phytochemicals, of which flavonoids are the most abundant group. The most obvious flavonoid is anthocyanin, which is a red, blue, and sometimes purple color. Think purple carrots, plums, and sweet potatoes. Yes, you can get purple sweet potatoes. Polyphenols have been linked to a range of health benefits, including cardiovascular health, obesity reduction, anti-carcinogenic properties, decreased oxidative stress, and decreased inflammation. Flavonoids pass through the stomach and continue to the small intestine, where only a small amount is absorbed. The remainder moves to the large intestine, where the real action takes place. Here, flavonoids are metabolized by bacteria within the gut to form phenolic acids, which have vasodilation effects within the blood vessels. This vasodilation, which is another way of saying relaxation of artery muscular walls, lowers blood pressure. Hence, flavonoids are particularly important for mildly hypertensive individuals. Now, those who are very hypertensive will require something stronger than just a little purple food. Glucosinolates, although not pigmented, are found in green vegetables such as broccoli, cabbage, and kale, as well as red radish and white cauliflower. Epidemiological studies show a relationship between risk of developing heart disease and some forms of cancer and diets rich in these vegetables. Glucosinolates are metabolized in the body to produce isothiocyanates, which increase the antioxidant response to cancer cells, helping destroy them. Furthermore, some are even capable of inhibiting the bad enzymes that activate cancer-promoting mutagens. However, not all glucosinolates are here to help. Some actually have anti-nutritional properties, such as progoitrin, which is found in kale. Progoitrin is converted to goitrin, which inhibits thyroid hormone production by blocking iodine uptake. In extreme cases, this results in a large, protruding, swollen thyroid gland on the neck. This is also known as a goiter. However, you have to eat a lot of kale to elicit these effects, so your daily green smoothie is still good to go. While 2 and 5 is a great campaign that has been successful in increasing health, it does have a loophole. By following Eating a Rainbow as well as 2 and 5, health can be maximized. Since research into these amazing little compounds is only in early stages and many exact mechanisms are still unknown, there are currently no prescribed nutrient reference values. However, trying to eat a rainbow is a good place to start. I don't know about you, but anti-cancer, anti-blindness, and anti-hypertension are just a few things that get me excited about eating a rainbow. Not to mention how pretty it will look on a plate. You just listened to the post titled Eat a Rainbow by Renee Earle with idealnutrition.com.au. When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. and listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Phew, that was a nice review of some nutritional biochemistry, right? Now, if there were parts of this episode you need to replay and listen to again, I wouldn't blame you. Renee did a great job summarizing some of the complex mechanisms behind food, the nutrients they contain, and potential disease mechanisms. But there were lots of terms that we may not have been familiar with. The bottom line is this. If we can eat a variety of foods, especially fruits and vegetables, the potential disease-fighting effects increase. It's like the fruits and vegetables we eat strengthen each other. If one fruit or vegetable is weak in certain disease-fighting nutrients, another will pick up the slack and say, "I got you." Wait a second. I feel a superhero analogy coming on. Hold on, I'm about to go full nerd on this. Fruits and vegetables are like, get this, the Avengers. And imagine, their ultimate villain, Thanos, one of the worst beings in the universe, is a disease like cancer. The Avengers, the good guys, or in our case, fruits and vegetables, are trying to defeat Thanos, the bad guy, or cancer in this example. Each member of the Avengers has their own strengths and weaknesses. Iron Man is super smart, but can sometimes act impulsively, which gets the Avengers into trouble. What Iron Man lacks in careful planning, Captain America balances out with a more balanced, thoughtful approach to fighting evil. The Hulk is not as smart or careful in his approach to fighting evil, but makes up for it with brute strength. So when these forces are combined, weaknesses and all, the team is much stronger when facing a really bad villain like Thanos. All right, hey, you stuck with me? So fruits and vegetables behave similarly. Each one individually isn't perfect, but when we combine them and eat a rainbow, like today's author Renee said, we create a powerful force to help ward off disease. Now you may be wondering, since I'm a huge Batman fan, what's with the Avengers analogy and not the Justice League analogy? Well, I hate to admit it, The Avengers was a far better film. Even Zack Snyder's cut of the Justice League didn't do it for me. Anywho, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Friday Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.